you head to Lorain County Community College this weekend, well, you will most certainly be in the Christmas spirit. A Christmas cabaret at LCCC this weekend should be a lot of fun. And one of those performing in the Christmas cabaret this weekend is Bridie Carroll. And she joins us right now on the hotline. Bridie, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about the shows this weekend. What kinds of Christmas songs will you guys perform at the show this weekend?
Well, you are in for a treat if you come this weekend, because we are doing a number of Christmas songs that span the 20th century. So there are songs that you've known and grown up with your whole life, and then there'll be songs you've never heard before. And I've been getting quite the introduction. I'm the youngest member of the group, so there's a lot of songs that I've never heard before, and I've really enjoyed getting a chance to learn.
Is that a lot of fun for you in that process? You know, just kind of, you mentioned you're the youngest member of the group, and obviously there's certainly a lot to learn there. Not that you haven't experienced a whole lot in your stage career, but I mean, still, I would imagine for you, that's got to be a heck of a lot of fun being in that seat.
Oh, sure. It's a great time, especially because the musical theater project that puts this concert on, and it's the 13th year that they've done it, really tries to make it an active learning concert. So you learn so much about who some of the writers, the composers, the lyricists are. And so it's exciting, because not only do you get to hear the songs that people grew up on, but you get to learn a lot about who they were written by and why they were written. And those are just some of the behind-the-scenes things you don't generally get to hear when you're listening to Christmas music.
Well, that learning process sounds like it could be a heck of a lot of fun. And again, those of you tuned in right now, you can check it out at Lorain County Community College this weekend. Check out the Stocker Arts Center website, stockerartcenter.com, and you can check out all the ticket information. We'd like to learn more about you, though. As far as I understand it, Bridie, you actually went to high school in the area, and then you moved away, and then, of course, you most recently came back. What was it that caused you to come back?
I did. Well, my husband, who's probably listening right now, so his ears might be ringing, but my family and he were the reason that I returned to Cleveland. I did go to high school here in Hudson, and my parents still live there. And I went to school in Boston for musical theater, and then spent much of my young adult life performing, touring across the country, doing off-Broadway and regional theater. And I was doing the musical Wicked on tour for 4 years. And my husband and I reconnected. We had known each other years and years ago. And that was it. We just kind of knew that this was going to be a long-term, meant-to-be connection. And so I left the show and moved back here.
So about how long was it that you said that you were gone?
Oh, gosh. I was gone from Cleveland for 18 years.
Wow. Okay. So I've got to ask, everybody's got a different story as far as, you know, traveling and doing different shows, different parts of the country. What was your favorite part about that lifestyle? Because those who have never been a part of that, I think you look at it from the outside, you think, man, that must be a heck of a lot of fun.
Sure.
Not being part of that everyday grind, that certainly eats away at you after a while. But what was your favorite part about that whole process?
You're sure right about the grind. I think people often look at it and think it's a lot more glamorous than it is. Doing 8 shows a week and sometimes moving, you know, cities every week, it can be pretty tedious. But I think what I love the most about it was going to different cities and hearing the audience's reactions to different things. I toured with the musical Grease for 2 years, and that was probably one of the best times of my life, just because each audience reacted so differently to jokes, and it's such a classic musical that everybody loves, so everybody has a good time with it. I think just knowing that the audience really gets to disappear for a couple hours and enjoy what we're giving to them is probably the most rewarding part of it all, and being in the musical Wicked, which is just a blockbuster of a show, just felt like such a blessing to be a part of.
Again, we're speaking with Bridie Carroll. She is performing in a Christmas cabaret this weekend at Lorain County Community College. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Bridie, just out of curiosity, you mentioned the shows that you were a part of, you know, Wicked, Grease, amongst many others. Was there a performance that you thoroughly enjoyed above all the rest?
As show or a single performance?
As show.
Well, you know what? I got to play the regional premiere of Hairspray and play Tracy Turnblad, and that's how I got my union equity card. It's called Actors Equity Association. So like the Screen Actors Guild for film and television, our version is Actors Equity Association. So it's a pretty cool way to get my card and just an incredible show. If you know Hairspray, it's all about integration and it was during the 60s. So that was probably the beginning of my career, was such a huge highlight. And sort of closing my professional touring career with Wicked was probably more than I could have asked for.
Right, you talk about being in these great touring companies. I mean, these great shows, Wicked, Grease, Hairspray. I mean, everybody can just about sing, I think, most of the songs that come along in those. But you also do your individual thing, and in the Christmas Cabaret coming up, I imagine you'll be singing a few songs solo as well. Do you prefer doing one over the other? Is one more relaxing? How do you approach it? Two completely different things, it seems like.
It's true, and that's a great question. Well, you know what? It's been a while for me performing, so I get now more nervous than I used to when I performed in sort of the ensemble or I felt like I had a scene of characters. So it's really nice that I get to partner with Nancy, Bill, and Joe, all a part of this concert. I get to lean on them, and they can do the same to me. I'm a newbie. Bill has been doing this concert for 13 years, so they are great support system throughout this. But it's kind of a little bit of both. It's so fantastic to perform in an ensemble where you just feel that energy amongst everyone performing. But sometimes it's really fun to have a good comedic number or a really good sentimental song that you know the audience is going to connect to that's just with you. And I think when you do, it's such an intimate moment, and that is sort of when you get bit with the business bug where you just have to do it. You can't think of doing anything but performing. I think those are the moments that you live for, to connect to an audience and feel like you let them into a piece of your soul and they're doing the same to you.
That's cool. You had mentioned the Christmas Cabaret as well. It can be a little bit of a learning experience for some of the people going in there. I don't want you to give anything away, but was there a particular song or story to a song that you learned about that really kind of stood out to you as you were picking up on these tunes?
Yeah, there's so many. I'll give away one of the things that I get to say that won't give away too much, because there's a lot of really cool stories. But I had no idea that most of the popular Christmas songs were written by Jewish American songwriters, which just sort of blew my mind. Yeah. Because most of them are about Christmas. So we kind of go into details about all of these different composers and lyricists, and some of them were, you know, Broadway artists, but some of them weren't. Some of them were of the day mammoth jazz writers, and it's just pretty cool to hear all the stories. Bill has some incredible connections with people, and so he really gets to bring to life not only stories that he knows about, but personal stories he's heard from some of these artists. So it's a pretty cool experience to just sit there and listen to that, learn about it, and get to hear the music that they created.
You had mentioned, Bridie, that you'll be performing with Bill Rudman, who's been doing this for, I believe you said, 13 years. You mentioned Nancy and Joe, part of this process as well. What else can you tell us about this group? I know you mentioned you haven't performed with them a ton just yet, but what are some of the things that you really have enjoyed so far in your time performing with this group?
Yeah, so it's exciting to come into something that's so well established. Bill and Nancy are quite the pair. I've really enjoyed working with them, and I was able to participate in their concert this past summer. So it was great getting to know them. And Joe, I've just met, but I got to watch him perform in this concert last year. So what's cool is my husband and I were in the audience last year listening to all of them and getting to know them from an audience perspective. And this year I get to be up there with them. I think just Nancy and Bill's passion for this art form, for musical theater in general, which obviously is very close to my heart, automatically makes me feel connected with them. And their knowledge it knows no bounds, which is why Bill has, you know, created the Musical Theater Project. And I actually work for them as their program coordinator and as a teaching artist for them as well. So I've really enjoyed getting to be a part of their entire organization, and then to get to perform and do what I love the most, which is sing, is just such an honor too.
And before we let you go, I know you, again, you don't want to give away too much of the show, but there is a tradition at the very end, and folks attending the show need to know they can't leave until something happens at the very end. Are you able to elaborate on that?
Sure. Well, we actually have a couple songs that are like that, but there's a few songs where we ask the audience to participate with us and sing, and we had the opportunity to do a mini version of the concert this past week, and it was my first time doing it, and there wasn't anyone in the audience who wasn't singing. We got to sing Dreaming of a White Christmas, and it's just sort of a magical moment when the whole audience knows the lyrics and knows every word to a song that maybe they grew up on 80 years ago. And it's just a nice way to connect the whole audience together. So I will look forward to doing that this weekend at Lorraine, but also at Nighttown on Sunday and Monday. And it will be a really good Christmas event to go to this year.
Very good stuff. And again, tickets are available by visiting the Stocker Arts Center website. Again, there's a show 8 o'clock on Friday, December 14th, 2 o'clock Saturday, December 15th at the Sirigliano Studio Theater. Bridie, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by and spending some time with us. And have some fun at Lorain County Community College this weekend.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Thank you. Again, Bridie Carroll joining us. She is performing a Christmas Cabaret, again, at the Sirigliano Studio Theater at Lorain County Community College this Friday and Saturday.